County prosecutors in Arizona, like Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery and Pima County's Barbara LaWall, are elected, but a huge percentage of voters across the country aren't sure whether their prosecutors are elected or appointed. That was a jumping-off point for the ACLU to conduct a national survey of 1,600 likely voters. 42% identified as Republicans, 41% as Democrats, and 17% as independents. Taylor Pendergrass, senior campaign strategist for the ACLU, is with me to go inside the numbers. Taylor, what were you trying to find out with this survey?
We at the ACLU have been really focused on the problem, as we see it, of mass incarceration and the really stark racial disparities in the criminal justice system, and have recognized increasingly that elected prosecutors have played a major role in creating both of those problems. And we are interested in figuring out what the public knows about their local elected prosecutor and what their preferences are when it comes to that person, in part because there are over 1,000 elected prosecutors who are up for election in 2018. So we were surprised to find that there had never been a national poll of the public's attitudes towards elected prosecutors. And so we set out to find a little bit more information about what the public generally thinks about their elected prosecutor and the type of person that they would like to see in that position. So we asked the public how much they know about their elected prosecutor and found that, you know, just about half of them even knew that their prosecutor was elected. So there's certainly a large information gap out there among the public about how much they know about who that person is or what their roles or responsibilities are. But when we educated the public about that, what polling firm found is that the public overwhelmingly, across party divides, across, you know, ideological divides, prefers a prosecutor who is committed to reducing incarceration and who is committed to addressing racial disparities in the criminal justice system.
Yeah, some of those numbers, as you mentioned, were overwhelming. 89% of voters saying it's very important for prosecutors to actively work toward ending mass incarceration with alternatives to prison. Did any of the results surprise, even once you found out that about half of people didn't know their prosecutors were elected? Because we're not talking about 65, 70%. We're talking about 89% on one, 88%, 91%. These numbers are huge.
That's right. You know, generally, when you find over half of respondents feel strongly about a particular issue, you consider that to be a really strong finding. And here, as you mentioned, the numbers are really, really strong. About 90% indicating that they want prosecutors to prioritize reducing mass incarceration. And I think we found these results to be very surprising. You know, the overwhelming majority of elected prosecutors for years, if not decades, have run on tough on crime platforms and have generally promised to seek the harshest penalties possible and to put people in prison for as long as they can. So seeing this overwhelming public support for a new and different direction, I think is quite shocking. And I think it speaks to the lack of information that the public has about what type of policies their local prosecutor is pursuing. And we feel very confident that as the public gets more information about who their local elected prosecutor is, that we will start to see these very strong preferences show up at the ballot box, and that prosecutors who move away from kind of traditional tough-on-crime philosophies and embrace, you know, principles of rehabilitation and reducing mass incarceration are going to be able to get elected to office and can start tackling the very real problems we have in our criminal justice system.
And the timing is striking on this because we have heard, at least publicly, members of both sides of the aisle, the discussion about the need for sentencing reform, the need for overall reform when it comes to this. So it seems as though these paths are coming together to some extent. Are you seeing that momentum as well?
Yeah, I think the time is really ripe for the type of reforms that, you know, as you mentioned, people on both sides of the aisle are talking about. And I think this poll just reinforces and maybe even expands the sense that people of all political parties in red states and in blue states recognize that the criminal justice system is in dire need of an overhaul. And, you know, both incumbent prosecutors and candidates or people who might think about running, I think can look at the results of this poll and say that the public is really behind them when it comes to addressing these problems.
And Taylor, one more thing. As we mentioned, some of the results are really striking. I mean, as we said, 89%, 88%, 91% in terms of people favoring these changes. The most important question sometimes is, can this help to affect change? Do you think it can?
We do. You know, I think that we started to see a real sea change with regard to the public's attention to local prosecutor races and who they wanted to vote for. In the 2016 elections, we saw people who ran on criminal justice reform platforms be elected as top prosecutors in cities as diverse as Tampa, Florida, Orlando, Chicago, St. Louis. One of the reasons that the ACLU is focused on elected prosecutors is because they have so much power within the criminal justice system. About 90% of cases are resolved by plea bargain, and it's the prosecutor and the prosecutor alone in those cases who's making the decision about whether someone should get an alternative to incarceration or whether someone should go to prison. So, you know, we really do think that once these public preferences show up at the ballot box and we get more prosecutors committed to these types of changes, we're going to start to see real policy reforms in these offices that are going to result in major changes in the criminal justice system.
All right. Taylor Pendergrass is senior campaign strategist for the ACLU. We've been talking about a new poll that shows Americans overwhelmingly support prosecutorial reform. Taylor, thanks for the time this morning.